Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis describes that the Mizbeach was built mainly on the Chelek of Binyamin. But Yehuda, he had the one Amo in the east, the last Amo of the Mizbeach to the east, and he had a Ritzur, some pathway that had the last Amo of the Mizbeach to the south. And that's why these two places there was no Yesoid, because Yehuda does not have a Yesoid. What is the idea? Why can there be a Yesoid in the Chelek of Yehuda? And in addition, why is Yehuda taking some part of the Mizbeach? As the Gemara says, the Binyamin is mitztare, why he took that part. What is the pshat in that? So Zohar the Maharshal and the Chiddush HaGadol over here that explains that Yehuda is the Keser Malchus and the Beis Hamikdash is Keser Kehuna. Therefore, Yehuda can have no shaychus to the kehuna. That's why there's no avoida that's done in his chelik. That's why he does not have a yesoi, he doesn't have a chelik of the avoid of the karbonis. Now, even though from Binyamin there's also a melech, we know that Shaul was a melech, was the king, and he came with Shevet Binyamin. But says the Maharshal, but it wasn't a malchus named Sheches. It wasn't the malchus that remains in Am Yisrael. So therefore, Binyamin could have shaychus to the keser kehuna. One could add to this, the way Reb Tzadok says it, to the difference between the Bnei Rochel, which is Yosef and Binyamin, and compared to Bnei Leo, which is mainly Yehuda, is that Yehuda has the level of Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva means it takes the bad and turns it into good, and that's the Midah of Malchus. Malchus is taking all the Misnagdim, all the ones that are against, and bringing together to become one. But the Midah of Bnei Leo is a tzaddik. They are the ones that do everything right. And Efshar, the Keser Kehuno, the Koyin, is the presentation of a tzaddik. So therefore, Binyamin belongs there more than Yehuda. The Maharal, in the first Chiddush HaGadol on this Masechta, he seems to add another Nekuda. The Maharal says something deep. He says that Yehuda is always considered to be the first one. He's the first Shevet, even though he's not the first one to be born. But he's considered to be first to many things. One of them is that Degel Machne Yehuda was in the east, was in the Mizrach, which is considered to be first. Binyamin is the opposite, he said. Binyamin is B'mayrov. Mayrov is considered to be the back. He adds the Maharal, even though when they were traveling, Dan was the Maasef. That's a different Nekuda. But in general, Binyamin is in the other side. He's the last one. So says the Maharal, we always know that the beginning and the end always connect together. The Maharal doesn't say these words, but that's the idea of Soif Maisev Machshava Tchilo. Machshava Tchilo, the original plan, the beginning, connects to the end. Connect to this, we always find that Binyamin is always, when a new era is about to come, Binyamin is the one who is the opener for that. When there's Malchus coming, so you have Shaul HaMelech to start the era of the Malchus of Beis David. And before we go into Bais Sheni, we have Mordechai HaTzadik from Binyamin, who is starting the era of Bais Sheni. And before Mashiach will come, comes Eliyahu HaNavi, according to Chazal says, that comes with Shevet Binyamin, that he also is going to be the opener to bring Mashiach. So that connects very well with what the Maharal says, that Binyamin is the end, and Yehud is the beginning. And before you have a new beginning, you have the end. The end's the previous etkufa. That's what Binyamin does. Says the Maharal, Eretz Yisrael, that's the source of the world. That's where the beginning and end of the world come together. That's why Yehuda is considered to be the beginning, and Binyamin is considered to be the end. They connect together in Yerushalayim. And he adds, Binyamin is the tachlis, is the end. That's what Beis Hamikdash is. Because the ikar is to have the mokom gedusha of that's the tachlis. Says the Maharal, that's the idea of the Ritzua Yoitzo. Because Binyamin Yehud have to be completely connected. The Ritzua Yoitzo is if there's a hug between the two chalokim, between the two borders of Binyamin Yehuda. So the Maharal is telling us the reason why Yehuda cannot have the Amokam Avoido is because it belongs to Binyamin, which is the end, which is the Tachlis. That's where Binyamin belongs. But Yehuda is very much connected to it and even takes a part of where the Mizbeach is because it's so connected, Yehuda, to Binyamin. The Ben Yoyodo says another Nekudo. This connects to this week's Parashah, Parashah Vayero, to the Akedah Yitzchok. The Ben Yoyodo says that in the time of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu says, Behar Hashem Yiroi. Yiroi is Lashon Aryeh, lion. And that represents Yehuda. And that's the reason the Gemara tells us in Yumo that the fire in the Mizbeach looked like a lion to remind us of Yehuda. And that's the reason you have a Ritzua of Yehuda going into the Chelek of Binyamin. The Makom Mikdash belongs to Binyamin. But because there is a place for Yehuda in the Mikdash, the Aryeh, Behar Hashem Yiroi, that's why there's some ritzua, there's some kind of pathway where Yehuda enters into the Chelek of Binyamin. And just to conclude, as the Gemara tells us, the reason Binyamin was zoiche so much for the Shechino is because he wanted it so much. And as the Farsha point out, what do you mean he wanted it? He was already destined to have Beis HaMikdash, so it's brought down even the Vilna Gaon and others. The Binyamin was zoiche to have Beis HaMikdash not only Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, but also Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and also Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, always stays in the Chelek of Binyamin. So Beis HaMikdash belongs over there, and Yehuda just penetrates because the reason that we mentioned. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomar Shava Shiurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.